Keep on coming. rock and roll is the right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU. We'll be right back.
Get ready, fighters! Triumph or die!
Perfect.
You're standing right now with 9 delegates from 100 gangs. And there's over 100 more. That's 20,000 hardcore members. Hardcore members. Hardcore members.
Round one. Ready? Go!
Ayo, freaks. Con Bonwa. You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rockin' Soul Stream. My name is Chris Crash, back with you once again for an action-packed hour of punk rock for the Toonami generation down here at the Strong Style Dojo. We just heard a classic from Metallica, Whiplash, from the Kill 'Em All album. Fanzui Shangfa before that from Beijing, China, we heard I Am Not Like You. And to start off the show, a band out of Nagoya, Japan called Folkies with their song Helveti from their 2008 demo CD. Alright, I want today to be particularly diesel, so I want to start off with one of the most diesel bands I know, Discharge, out of Stoke-on-Trent, UK. This is Protest and Survive, coming up next on Strong Style Chris Crash. Eek us up!
Cause it's just a survive.
your fans. Can't you see? This ain't Nazi Germany. Bring on the fist, 'cause we are the queers. Brains in space. Can't you see? This ain't 1943. Bring an abyss, 'cause we are the queers. You're tripping, oh yeah. You're tripping, oh yeah. You're tripping, oh yeah. You're tripping, oh yeah.
Yeah. Stillwater Auto Body at Stillwater Road in Mayapack, New York. Look at my car. An accident, that's right. Doesn't look too good, does it? Well, accidents do happen. My car was a complete wreck, and Stillwater Auto Body bought it back better than new. That's right, better than new, because they are the best. They blow away the competition. Look at this car right now. Body work, detail work, glass work. Stillwater Auto Body, you're number one. Mwah! I love this car. Woo! I feel so good. Whoa!
Round two. Ready, go!
You'll listen to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream, and we just heard from Paintbox out of Tokyo with a single of theirs from 1999 called Genseki. Ultraviolent out of Hebden Bridge, UK. We heard a single of theirs called Crime for Revenge from 1983. Brand new from Pyrex out of Brooklyn before that with their song Nerve End from their brand new album Body, probably my favorite album of theirs that they've released. Street Punk Legends out of Osaka before that, Cobra with their song Rusty Knife, The Queers with a classic of theirs, You're Tripping, 44 Magnum was before that, a metal band out of Osaka with their song No Standing Still, and to start off the set, Discharge with Protest and Survive from their classic album Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing. Alright, this show is dedicated to a fantastic professional wrestler that we recently lost over the weekend. His name was Sabu. He was the homicidal, suicidal, genocidal, death-defying maniac who was most known in the 90s for his work with Extreme Championship Wrestling. He was a hardcore wrestler through and through, one of the absolute best. Just the way he zipped around the ring and threw himself at his opponents with just reckless abandon. He was an absolute madman in the ring and just fantastic and charismatic to watch. Like I said, he was on the hardcore side of things, and he would put his opponents onto tables and just do, like, just launch himself through them and through the table, sometimes wrapped in barbed wire himself. And it's just, it's so crazy because, like, he just had his retirement match just a couple of weeks ago, and it was a no-ropes barbed wire match with Joey Janela in Las Vegas. It was absolutely fantastic. It was one of the pro wrestling matches of 2025 for me. It's just absolutely shocking and sad to see one of my childhood favorites pass away, but what all I can do is make a show that honors his legacy, his violent hardcore legacy, and we're going to move on with an absolutely savage band that I'm loving out of Louisville, Kentucky. They're called Savage Master, and this is their song Hunt in the Night, coming up next on Strong Style Chris Crash.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
You'll listen to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul stream, and we just heard a cover version of a song from the fantastic fighting game classic King of Fighters 96. That song was called Fairy, and it is a theme to one of my favorite characters of the series. Really fun character to play, Chizuru Kagura, and that was the sub-boss fight theme to King of Fighters 96. That was performed by Arrange Game Tracks and originally composed by the SNK sound team. Sepultura before that with a ripper of theirs, Ambush, from their masterpiece Roots from 1996. Gauze out of Tokyo with Distort Japan from the Equalizing Distort album. Brand new from Necron 9 out of Milwaukee. That was their song Not Me from their brand new album People Die. Gangrene before that with Just One Bullet from their metal album Older Budweiser. And to start off the set, Savage Master out of Louisville, Kentucky with Hunt at Night. Alright, I got some coming attractions of the world of WFMU. Tomorrow, DJs Terry T, RKO, and Jen Jones will be DJing at a place called Sleepwalk at 251 Bushwick Avenue in Brooklyn. And they will be there from 10:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. And that is this Wednesday, May 14th. Friday, Terry is going to be DJing with the great Gaylord Fields at the Ghost Hog Brewing Company at 321 River Road in Clifton, New Jersey. And then Saturday, May 17th from 2 to 9 p.m., Terry T and Jen Jones will be DJing at the Pushing Up Daisies Rocket Docket Dancing Tony event at the Harsimus Cemetery at 435 Newark Avenue in Jersey City. That's going to have local pop-up sellers, vintage records, and bands, including Mary Shelley, The Draculas, Not Your Baby, Jewel Thief, Rat Motel, and Paid Time Off. And again, that is this Saturday, May 17th, 2 to 9 p.m. $20 at the door, $10 for students and seniors, and $5 for kids. And as it sounds, Terry T is going to be out and about quite a bit this week, so she's not going to be able to do her Cherry Blossom Clinic or Hooligan programs, but I will be filling in tomorrow for the Cherry Blossom Clinic with a brand new episode of Seaside Metropop. This time we are going to be tackling the Shibuya K subgenre of the 90s, a fantastic pop subgenre. If you like Pizzicato 5 or Chibomato, it's this genre. And this Friday, the great Courtney Noir will be guest hosting Hooligan. All right, I got one more song from you. It's by the Genbaku Onanis out of Nagoya, Japan. This is Another Country's Dead Soldiers. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. My name is Chris Crash. Arigato gozaimashita. I'll see you when I see you. So long. Stay tuned for What's Happening with Mike Sin and Matt Clark. Coming up right after this.
hits just keep on coming.
WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. You're listening to the What's Happening Show, Tuesdays from 9 to 11 in the evening here on the East Coast of America. Thanks everyone for joining us this evening. Big thanks to Frank and Queens for some hard stuff, Joey D kicking out the jams, and Chris Crash with some strong stuff. I'm here with my good friend and soon-to-be birthday boy, Mike Sin.
Hey there.
Happy early birthday, Mike Sin.
Thank you very much. Sincerely appreciate it. So happy to be here tonight, ladies and gents. Hope everyone is going to stick around with our usual two-hour show, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
So we've got a lot in store.
Started off with Small Faces, Come Back and Take This Heart Off of Me, probably from the Don Covey version. I assume Small Faces probably would have taken that from.
Yeah.
And that from that contractual, would you consider that a contractual obligated album from the beginning? On Decca 1967.
Right. Actually,
probably cut in 66 or even 65, who knows.
Yeah, but released after they were off Decca.
Yes.
Like they were officially off Decca. Yes, yeah. They were on Immediate at the time.
I think the album came out, didn't it almost come out in like fall of 67? It was like pretty late, if I recall.
That's how late it
is. Is that how late it is?
You could be right. I know it was definitely 67. I didn't know it came out that late because like that would be post Ichiku Park then, right? Or whatever.
Wow,
yeah.
Unless one of our fantastic listeners in the comments board knows just off the top of their head. See, why do I bring up facts that I don't know 100%?
Well, because we like it's a group banter, right? It's a group discussion.
Yeah, we like to have group discussion. If you'd like to join us in the group discussion, you can go to WFMU.org, the Rock and Soul Radio Stream Player, and there's a lot of friendly folks that are joining in the comments board. I'm going to throw it over to the birthday boy, Mike Sin, who's got, I'm sure, what is to be a very sweet and carb-filled set.
Oh, really now? Okay, well, with that introduction, folks, there's a few ways we can do this. We're going to do this the hard way.